The first thing I wanted to ask you was, I was looking at the IEA's website, and it said that the old way of taxing income in Illinois is unfair and inadequate. Can you kind of describe why that is and why IEA feels that the Fair Tax Amendment will help fix that?
Absolutely. I mean, what we're actually doing is the Fair Tax Amendment will eliminate the requirement that Illinois has for a single or flat tax rate. Right now, everybody pays the same percentage. So if we were to use, let's just use, these are pretend numbers, these are not the tax numbers. But if you made $50,000 and you had to pay a tax of 5%, which is higher than what is being proposed for most Illinoisans, you would pay $2,500, which is 5% of your income, and you would have $47,500 less to pay to support your family. However, if you made $300,000, well, 5% of that is $15,000, which is more money because you make more money, so the percentage is higher, but you would still have $285,000 to pay your bills and to take care of your family. That's why the flat tax is not fair. Some people think the percentage is all you look at, but what you really need to look at is what's left over when those taxes are paid, and is that something that can support your family? So we feel that the way we currently have it, that it is unfair because it is flat and it is not going to it's not going to help us as a state do what we need to do, because we really, really need to make sure that we are able to pay our bills and do the things that we need to do as a state. And right now, if you would use the Fair Tax Calculator and put in your information, you would see that you are either going to pay the same or less. And that's for 97% of Illinoisans. So that means this is going to impact 3% of the most wealthiest people in our state. And by generating this additional income, we believe that it's going to really help put our state on the right track.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing a lot of people who are in support of this have mentioned, is the fact that, you know, in the last few years, the Illinois budget has been a big story. And can you kind of expand on how that, even from your perspective, obviously, the education sector, how would having this passed affect the education sector as well as different public services?
Well, one of the things that we know is, and you probably know as your listeners do as well, is that we passed, and the General Assembly passed what's called evidence-based funding. And that is a new funding formula that allows our schools to be supported so those that need the most are able to provide and have the monies in order to provide great quality education for their students. Because just because a student lives in an area that has less money than someone else, they should be able to receive the same education as somebody who is fortunate to live in a wealthy area. So the evidence-based funding has to be funded in order for all of our kids to get a great education, and the Fair Tax is going to help with that. The other thing also is that this is going to help with some of our other human services. You know, we have social services. We have, you know, hopefully if we are able to fund our schools through evidence-based funding, we will be able to start, after we get going with it, to begin to decrease some of our property taxes. But we can't decrease property taxes and raise the income tax for some individuals for 3% of the population at the same time. You have to have some sort of a balance. So it can't happen exactly at the same time. But eventually, that is the goal, so that we can, balance things out a little bit, because we really need to do what's right for our kids. We need to do what's right for our state. And the Fair Tax is the way to do that.
And one of the main arguments that opponents of the amendment will bring up is that the passing of it would give the state the ability to change tax rates as they see fit. What would your response to that be?
Well, you know, I think that's an interesting thought, because that is what lawmakers can do right now. When the tax rates go up or down, that is done through the General Assembly in Springfield. So the people who we elect are the ones who can or cannot, who will decide, yes, we're going to do this, or no, we're not going to do this. So the idea that they're going to raise the taxes is no different than what we currently have in place. So I honestly think this is coming from the most wealthiest people who don't want to pay their fair share. And so that's something that they're using as a scare tactic to have everybody go, oh my goodness, that now all of a sudden the General Assembly has this extra power. Well, no, they have that power right now. They could raise taxes tomorrow if they wanted.
Yeah. Is there anything about the Fair Tax Amendment that I haven't asked you that you would like to add?
Well, the one thing that I have heard, and I've been seeing some commercials that are not in favor of the fair tax because it's going to hurt small businesses. And quite honestly, if it hurts a small business, that or a farm, farmers, there's a commercial out there too, that is only going to impact them if their profit is above $250,000. And honestly, if a farmer is making $250,000 in profit, I am so excited for them. But I don't think a lot of Illinois farmers are making $250,000 in profit. The same thing for small businesses. If this is going to impact your small business, it means you're doing really well because you've made $250,000 in profit. And so those commercials out there, I think, might be misleading people a little bit because they're forgetting to say that this is going to impact me because I have had a business that has made $250,000 in profit. And I think that that's just a shame that that kind of misinformation is being put out there on the TV and the radio.